You want to be at the Vans Warped Tour in Long Beach to watch the Paradox? We're going to give those tickets away. And also, you get on the standby boarding list for a shot at the grand prize trip to the Vans Warped Tour in Orlando. Your chance is coming up on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? Got some wild stories today. We've got some details on the World Cup. And people are dumb. An arsonist cut off his own penis to start a fire? Question mark? Talk about the latest disease that makes you, let's just call it explosive. You know the rest of it and how to stay away from it. We've got what's up with Florida. We've got the 420 catch of the day. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for the World Cup watch party in San Pedro. And yesterday afternoon, Megan Holliday and I were taking phone calls about being a bad parent.
What's up, Kevin?
Not your finest moment as a parent.
Well, today I left my son home, left the tablet for the babysitter, so I can get on the party bus to go see some Royal Otis with Johnny.
Oh, my God. Is this David?
This is David.
David, you are the father of the year.
Yes, I'm on the party bus right now with Johnny and in Santa Barbara for some Royal Otis.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Well, tell everybody that we said what's up.
All right, I will.
Thank you, man. Have fun.
All right.
Yep.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Failure.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Here's the headline. A parasitic illness has hit hundreds in Michigan. Washing fresh produce could help stop it. So I went to NPR to explain what this disease is and how we can stay away from it.
Cyclosporiasis. If you've heard of it, you know this is about to get disgusting.
I'm going to start a new feature on my show called I Don't Love It.
An outbreak of the parasitic infection has sickened more than 1,200 people in Michigan alone.
All right, so it's just in Michigan, right?
And in neighboring Ohio, there are more than 500 cases.
Come on!
Cases of the foodborne illness are rising, too, in other states. More than 24 have active investigations. Here's what you need to know.
Well, number one, I know I don't love it.
One. What is cyclosporiasis? Well, it's an intestinal illness caused by the Cyclospora chiatinensis parasite.
Come on, man. Tell us something we don't know.
It's not fatal, and not everybody who gets cyclosporiasis will have symptoms.
All right, so we can get it and nothing will happen. Fantastic.
But those who do face severe and unpleasant side effects.
Yeah, I don't love it.
And apologies in advance if you're squeamish. May experience bouts of frequent and explosive diarrhea.
Nobody gives a crap!
That's just technically not true.
That could last from a few days.
All right, I mean, I feel like I could take anything for a few days.
To more than a month.
More than a month of being explosive? More than 4 weeks of that? What?
That's along with nausea, fatigue, and bloating.
I do not love it.
How does this gnarly parasite spread?
I'm sure it's some kind of disease that they found in South America somewhere, and they pass it from person to person amongst the tribe people.
Direct person-to-person transmission is unlikely.
Excellent! And I'm sure we could probably recreate it in a lab and come up with some type of medication.
Cyclospora can be hard to track, as the parasite can't be reproduced in a lab.
Tell me more.
And some food poisoning tests don't detect it.
Excellent!
Complicating the investigation of this outbreak, in 2025, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention made state reporting of Cyclospora optional when it scaled back its foodborne diseases active surveillance network.
Okay, so at least we're not checking for it anymore. Excellent. My next question is, how can we avoid this fate?
How can you avoid this fate?
Yes, go on.
Avoid consuming food or water that may be contaminated with feces.
Okay, I don't know how we're supposed to tell if it's been contaminated with feces.
Obviously.
Hey, don't get smart with me.
And second, follow food safety recommendations for safe preparation and storage, like cutting away damaged or bruised areas of produce.
Oh, so it's on produce.
Buy whole heads of lettuce, not pre-washed bags. Separate and wash all cilantro and basil leaves. Trim the root end and peel the outer layer of green onions. Gently rub snow peas and other vegetables with your hands or a brush as you wash them.
Okay, that seems like a lot of work. Go on.
And consider avoiding fresh fruits like raspberries with exteriors that are harder to wash. But the only surefire way to avoid it
is to not eat.
Cooking vegetables. Cyclospora die at 158 degrees.
All right, so avoid vegetables. I love it.
Does it get any better? Does it get any sweeter than that?
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I love me some French fries. How did I not know about this?
There is a new food festival in town, and it is all about celebrating French fries of all shapes.
This is a food festival that's in town tomorrow that celebrates all things French fries. How did I not know about this?
All shapes and sizes. Joining us with a preview of the first ever Los Angeles French Fry Festival, Derek Berry, thanks for joining us.
Yes, please tell us about a festival that celebrates the French fry.
We dreamt up the French Fry Festival. It is happening July 11th.
So July 11th is tomorrow. And we're going to a festival where they worship maybe one of the best foods on earth, the French fry.
And it's just a celebration of French fries. It's not who's the best, because we know all French fries are amazing, right?
All French fries are good. Some are great.
And so to top that off, we've got Sauce City, which is just a ton of different sauces by Mike's Hot Honey and Smash Kitchen. We have French fry eating contest.
So you can jam French fries down your pie hole.
We have blindfold challenges.
I feel very strongly against being blindfolded and told to open my mouth. Maybe I should just rethink some of my friends.
We have a vendor market. You name it, it's probably going to be there. And so we want people to have fries and have a good time and stay all day.
All right, where do we go?
Oh, I love French fries. I love really crispy and really salty.
Got it. Where do we go?
So you brought a few of the participating vendors with you today.
Yes,
you want
did.
Us to try their fries. Let's start with Frylicious.
Frylicious. I'm in. Where do I go?
We are known for their chili cheese fries,
oh,
homemade
sausages,
homemade nuggets. I mean, it is so delicious. They're in Orange County.
Listen, it's a festival all about French fries from all over Southern California. I'm in. It's tomorrow. Where do I go?
You know, they're great. People know them. It looks
did you get
awesome.
One?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, get in there. Don't
view.
Be shy.
If I wanted to get in there and have some fries, exactly where would I go?
Next up is Friday.
Friday.
One of the best days of the week.
See, because fry is the first part of Friday. And that's today. And this festival with fries is tomorrow. And I could get in my car and drive where?
Thank you so much.
You don't need to stop after this is over. We can keep going.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Well, the president, thanks for spending time with us. For all the information and ticket options for the first ever Los Angeles French Fry Festival, you can follow them on Instagram.
Son of a bitch. All right, it's at the Autry Museum in Griffith Park. And if you'd like more information or to buy tickets, go to bucketlisters.com. Brand new Cage the Elephant, Beaches in Tennessee is the name of that song. It's a world-famous K-Rock. Coming up next.
A 36-year-old Fort Wayne man is facing a felony charge after he allegedly cut off his genitals and used it while committing arson.
All right, it makes no sense, but it's people are dumb. And I'll tell you that story coming up on K-Rock. Right, the Paradox, Vans Warped Tour, Long Beach, also Orlando. Okay, let's get to the story. This is the strangest story I've ever heard.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A 36-year-old Fort Wayne man is facing a felony charge after he allegedly cut off his genitals and used it while committing arson.
How do you use cut off genitals to start fires?
Christopher Peden is charged with one count of arson, which carries a potential prison sentence of up to 12 years in prison.
Pretty safe to say he'll be a bottom.
Fort Wayne Fire Department was dispatched to a fire in May, just as Fort Wayne Police Department officers were dispatched to reports of a stabbing.
So this guy goes into his own garage and cuts off his penis. And then calls the police and says, hey, there's been a stabbing.
According to court records obtained by 21 Investigates, Peden told police that he was stabbed somewhere downtown.
Yeah, I call my genitals downtown as well.
While at the hospital, Peden told an officer he was dishonest at the scene of the stabbing, that he wanted to be truthful.
How does a guy cut off his own wiener to set a fire and then have a conscience?
Court documents say he said that at about 2 a.m., he went into the garage and used a kitchen knife to cut off his genitals.
I've looked through this story and several others about this incident, and there is no reason given why he went into his garage and chopped off his wiener.
Peden said he then poured gasoline on the dismembered organ and set it on fire.
All right, question. If you're going to pour gasoline and set it on fire, can't you do that without the cut-off wiener? Can't you just leave the wiener part connected? You've already got the gasoline and lighters. It's kind of all you need.
At the scene of the fire, a fire investigator located a gasoline container and four lighters, as well as a nearby kitchen knife.
What? My question is, what about the wiener?
Court records do not detail whether the genitals were located.
How is that not the main focus of this investigation? Where's the fire wiener? Come on, people. Do I have to do everything? Got another chance for you to text K-Rock and see the Paradox at Vans Warped Tour Long Beach, and you get on the standby boarding list for a shot at the grand prize trip to Vans Warped Tour Orlando, coming up right after Royal Otis on K-Rock. It's K-Rock and Kevin Ryder with Megan Holliday with three things at four on the way.
I'm going to tell you about a Florida sheriff that went off on the news about his deputy who did something extremely dumb, and I have the audio clip for that as well.
It's coming up. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a Florida sheriff is making headlines for absolutely unloading on one of his deputies after a spectacularly bad judgment call. A Volusia County deputy was clocked doing more than 90 miles an hour on an off-ramp, not responding to any emergency when he lost control, launched his patrol SUV into a retention pond, and racked up about $73,000 in damage. His canine partner was also in the vehicle.
Oh, no.
But thankfully, both made it out without serious injuries, but this is what the sheriff had to say about it.
Just acting like and you caused $73,000 worth of damage acting like a well, now you're going to see mine. Oh, you know, there's an investigation going on. I can tell you that he's going to be removed from his special duties for starters. He won't be on a member of the SWAT team. He won't be a member of the K-9 team. And then he's looking at some other penalties that are going to go on there as well.
I like that,
wow,
sheriff.
I love it.
Acting like an ass. Number two, turns out winning the Stanley Cup wasn't the most controversial thing the Carolina Hurricanes did this year. Team owner Tom Dundon is taking heat after having not only his own name, but also the names of his wife and all five of their children engraved on the trophy.
Oh, go straight to hell.
The NHL allows each championship team up to 55 names, and the Dundon family takes up seven of those spots, appearing before any players, coaches, or hockey staff. Fans are especially upset because several longtime employees, including a respected PR staff and retiring equipment manager, were left off. So they're just catching a lot of heat. And I just,
they should.
You're such a big hockey fan.
Yeah.
So I was like,
wow, that's annoying.
Isn't that so lame?
Oh my God.
Oh God. And then number three, because it's Friday, I like to highlight movies that are coming out this weekend. Evil Dead Burn, the latest chapter in Sam Raimi's horror franchise, follows a family reunion that descends into gory chaos. The Invite is a comedy drama starring Seth Rogen, Olivia Wilde, Penelope Cruz, and Edward Norton. It's about a dinner invitation that spirals into emotional and romantic complications. And since it's summer, Synespia is happening, and tomorrow they're screening Pulp Fiction at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Oh, nice.
And there's still some tickets for that I saw, so I wanted to give you the heads up. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Jack White's new album, Frozen Charlotte, comes out today. We already heard two tracks, God and the Broken Ribs and Derrico DeMonaco. He played those on Saturday Night Live. He's already sold out two nights at the Palladium on September 28th and 29th. This is from the new album. It's called Neighbors Blues. It's Jack White, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Neighbors Blues, Jack White from the new album Frozen Charlotte that is out today. That is our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, and we are going to get into story time next.
And for the best call or text, final chance to win your tickets to go to the Los Angeles World Cup 26 Fan Zone in San Pedro. This will be for the semifinal game on July 14th.
Please tell me about this pit bull story.
Okay, all right. More than 22,000 pit bull fans showed up to his concert at London's Hyde Park last Friday, wearing bald caps, aviator sunglasses, white shirts, and black ties to look just like Mr. Worldwide, officially setting a new Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people wearing bald caps. So in total, there were 22,141 people who made history.
I mean, that's a lot, but I don't care. Right?
No, like, I don't care at all.
Don't care.
No.
Congratulations. I can't tell you how much I hate Pitbull.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Right. Better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak.
Kodak.
Took my life from negative to positive. I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo, Tesla.
Oh my God.
I feel so moved and inspired right
now.
He
spends
after that.
All of his time telling us how great he is. It drives me crazy.
That's where the whole Pitbull thing came from. And then you really fuck up the game where when people talk about a household name and when you work so hard to get to a certain level, you Google Pitbull right now. I come up before the dog.
All right.
And then what did I do?
Good for you.
I Googled it, yeah. And he does come up true. A lot before the dog.
He drives me crazy. But that's not the point. The point is they got 22,000, how many?
Yep, 22,141 people made history wearing bald caps, setting a new Guinness World Record.
All right, so what we're going to do today is we're going to take your biggest accomplishment, your personal record that no one cares about.
Yes.
So the best thing you've done. Now, if it's worth if people do care about it, we don't want to hear it.
Correct.
We want to hear about something that no one cares about. Mm-hmm. Like you were a 6th grade spelling bee champion,
right.
Or whatever your personal best was that zero people care about except for you. So the number's 800-520-1067 for your calls and your texts.
And for the best one, this will be your final chance to get in on these tickets to go to the Los Angeles World Cup Fan Zone in San Pedro for the semifinal game on July 14th.
Your personal record, your biggest accomplishment that no one cares about, 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls about the biggest accomplishment that no one cares about.
714 says, while deployed in Iraq, I hit 3 home runs in one softball game. I still brag about it as if it's the greatest thing ever, and I'm pretty sure we lost the game. I'm proud of you, man.
Proud of you as well. Woo! We are taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067 on your biggest accomplishment that nobody cares about.
And for the best call or text, we got your tickets to go to the Los Angeles World Cup Fan Zone in San Pedro for the semifinal game on July 14th.
All right, your biggest accomplishment nobody cares about?
In 6th grade, I won a state championship for clarinet.
Yes!
That's a big accomplishment.
That actually is. That's actually awesome.
But how many people cared even then?
Nobody cared. I don't think anyone came
from
my family except my mom.
Oh, brutal.
Not even your family. That's rough.
Did you at least get a nice trophy? Nope.
I did. I got like a medal.
Do you still have it?
No, I have no idea where it's at.
Oh, okay.
That's the right answer.
All right, okay.
That's the right answer. K-Rock, hello.
I was at Junior Olympics for synchronized swimming.
That's pretty awesome.
And I assume it's really hard. Not that I've ever tried synchronized swimming. I do find it hilarious.
It's very hard.
Yeah, but I assume you had to be really great.
Well, I was okay. I mean, I didn't win anything, but I did go to Junior Olympics before it was an Olympic sport.
So when you were leading up to it and telling people, hey, I'm going to the Junior Olympics, no one cared.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody thought that kind of swimming was a joke.
Right.
Yeah, well... You know, K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Your biggest accomplishment no one cares about.
I won the Starbucks License Store Leader of the Quarter in November 2024.
Woo! Oh! Oh, my God.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds impressive.
What does that mean?
That means that, so the Starbucks that you have inside grocery stores or whatnot, those are licensed stores.
Okay.
I worked for them, and just because of sales, because of contributions to my community, because of training people for different ones, they named me the licensed store leader of the quarter.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
I think we should start calling you Mr. Worldwide, you know?
K-Rock, hello.
Hi there. Are we calling about the stupidest thing we've won that nobody cares about?
Biggest accomplishment no one cares about.
My biggest accomplishment that nobody cares about is that when I was 13, I won the ass-shaking contest at my high school boyfriend's winter formal.
What? They had an ass-shaking contest?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What year was this?
Oh, this had to have been like 2000.
Yes. Yes.
2001.
That's when I was in high school.
How old was your boyfriend?
I think he was 15 or 16.
15 or 16. So you're 13 and you're rocking that thing. Did you get like a golden ass to hang around your neck or anything?
I wish. No, I don't think I got anything other than strange looks from everyone.
Oh, that's a ripoff.
Oh, my God. Ass shaking contest.
As a 13-year-old. All right. Your biggest accomplishment nobody cares about.
800-520-1067.
We're taking your calls and texts on the biggest accomplishment nobody cares about.
Matt in the 562 said, I won first place in a limbo contest on skates at a roller rink. I didn't even want to be there or skate to begin with, but it was at my sister's birthday party. I bring it up now and then, but nobody cares.
Nice. Well done. Your biggest accomplishment nobody cares about.
So back in third or fourth grade, I was a two-year free-throw champion for the Knights of Columbus, and I didn't know that I won until the end of the school year because the school forgot to give me the award.
Your school forgot to give you the award.
I guess I won, and I didn't find out. Nobody told me anything.
But at the end of the year, did you get an award or no?
They handed it to me at the very, very end, but apparently there was a whole ceremony, like, months before. They're like, oh, hey, we forgot to give you your award. And
oh, my,
like, oh, my goodness.
Wow, they didn't even care then.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
I was the Hiki Kaniki Award winner for my office Christmas party.
You were the what winner?
The Hiki Kaniki Award.
Oh, from Greece?
Yes. So they awarded strange awards to everybody during the holiday Christmas party.
Right.
And since I would show up because I had a new boyfriend with some love bites, I was awarded the Hiki Kaniki Award.
Oh, my God.
How proud were you?
Actually, I was pretty proud. We're no longer together, but I still have the award.
Nice.
Hell yeah. Well, you know, a hickey from Kaniki is like a Hallmark card.
Yeah, it definitely is.
K-Rock, hello.
Back in the 90s, I held the record of the fastest drive-through handout.
The fastest drive-through handout.
Completed the drive-through order. 14 seconds. I had a great team working for me, and I think they were afraid of me or something.
Oh my God.
Is that like a record on a plaque someplace? Or
I even met the CEO and they awarded me for it.
Nice.
Oh my God.
Look at that.
Yeah, I got a cheeseburger telephone out of that.
Okay, that's the best part.
Now we're talking.
Now this just is the icing on the cake.
And I hope you still use it.
No, it broke.
Oh, that's nonsense. They should get back to you with another one.
I want a cheeseburger telephone.
Same. All right, who are we going to pick?
My favorite and what made me laugh the hardest was Stephanie. She talked about she won the shaking her ass competition at the winter formal when she went with her boyfriend.
Stephanie, hi.
Hi.
Did you have any idea your shaking that ass would pay off in the future?
No idea. Honestly, best thing to ever come out of that relationship.
Well, you just won tickets to go to the Los Angeles World Cup Fan Zone in San Pedro. This is going to be for the semifinal game on July 14th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Congrats, Stephanie.
Shake that ass!
Got a chance for you to see the Paradox at the Vans Warped Tour Long Beach.
And get on the standby boarding list to see them again at Warped Tour in Orlando. Your shot to win coming up next on K-Rock.